It's always hard to look back on the people that you miss that are no longer there. And we've had some incredible conversations in the history of Cliff Central with some really, really amazing people. Some of them were members of our family here. Some of them were just giants of South African history, South African journalism, people who have made a difference to the society that we live in, and people who've been considered heroes in one shape or form. And I thought it would be a good idea for us to pay some attention to some of the people who have, in the last year or two, departed and whom we still miss. And the first one that pops into my mind is Simba Mere, who was a presenter on Top Billing. He was a good friend to many of the people here at Cliff Central. He hosted Rookies and Rockstars with Jade right in the beginning, which was a brand new show which we launched at inception of Cliff Central. And he was on our Gareth Cliff show on the 29th of July in 2014, and we had a proper interview with him. His untimely death was only a few months later, on the 31st of January 2015, a car accident, which really shocked everybody. And we still miss him, but I thought it would be great to remember the best of Simba Mere, and we thought we'd remind you of what a colorful and interesting and vibrant character and personality this guy was. All right, let us welcome the man who was the big winner of Top Billing's Talent Search all those years ago and has gone on to forge a career as one of the most likable people on television. You think it's fair for me to say that about you? I think you are. Hey, Simba. How are you, brother? Nice to see you, man.
Good to see you. It's not even plugged in.
Yeah, it's not even plugged in. I'm sorry. Grab a seat. We haven't even plugged his headphones in. Very, very good.
Hello, everyone. How are you guys doing?
Oh no, Damon.
Smack him in the face of the mic.
Yes,
in the nose. Apologize.
Simba, you know what? You had complete control of the microphone just now. I thought the way that you had it was perfect.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Thank you.
Sorry about that. Damon punched him in the nose.
We're getting a sofa in here later on for guests, and they'll have headsets, so you won't have to be abused physically by my producer. You'll be able to sit down and relax and have a good time. How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Very, very good.
That's
good.
A massive watch on your wrist.
It is big. I got big hands, though.
Is that a real gold watch?
No, I wish it was.
Just show me that watch.
300 carats if it was real.
I was with some of the Nigerian guys for that MTN concert, and like, my brother, this is not real. Like, this is a fake thing. This
just take a picture of this.
Just put it down there.
That's like people a boxing title bout.
They know they're real from their fake. Huh?
But I can see it from
Simba. This is the most horrible watch I've ever seen in my life.
What do you mean it's horrible? It's awesome.
No.
Just put it on my ballet's arm and take
a picture. Let's
see. No, let's put it on
can you hold it up?
My ballet looks like Flavor Flav when she's got that on.
Put it around my buddy's waist and slips Flavor Flav. Yeah.
It's so heavy.
I can't lift her arm right now. She's struggling.
It's heavy because it's the illusion of gold.
Listen, are you trying to say something with that watch?
I've ever
no!
seen in my life.
I don't need to say anything.
Just hang around your neck like this.
So we haven't met. How are you doing?
Sorry, Simba, this is Ben.
Good to meet you, Ben.
Ben's got a big head, so don't worry about your big watch.
What head are you talking about?
No, he's only quarter past seven.
Look at his head. It's too big for his body. Look. It's nice. Yes. In fact, we were weighing each other this morning because we're having a little contest. Ben weighs 82.6 kilograms.
Since I was 84 in matric, like 18.
What do you weigh now? Because I remember you had to lose weight when you wanted to become the Top Billing presenter. Yes, and you put on a little bit.
No, I lost.
No, but you put it back on.
No.
What do you weigh now?
When I did the presenter search, I was 111. I'm 102 now.
Okay, well then that's good.
Yeah.
Are you suggesting that I resemble an 18-year-old boy?
No, just
these guys with big watches.
Hey, we gotta weigh each other with this stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
how much do you weigh, Gareth?
86.4, according to this, but I weighed myself in the gym yesterday, 84. So, I don't know. I'm somewhere between 84.
Are you trying to bulk up? What's the story?
A little bit. We're doing this challenge. Ben and I got a 6-pack challenge until end of September.
Okay.
I think I might fail. Are you all right, Leanne?
No, I'm okay. Thank you.
Sure. All right, so how are things going at Top Billing? You've lost Yanez. Apparently there was an ugly split there, but that's good news for you because they need a male lead.
Yes, and so I've been terribly busy.
Yes. I'll bet you did a little a happy dance. I heard they filmed you.
Really?
I heard they filmed you when you got back home after the news that Janez had quit. Really? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Happy days are here again. Am I right?
Where the cameras
he was
are.
Taking all the overseas stuff. Yeah. Now it's my turn. No.
Isn't that true?
No, not at all.
Okay, well.
No, it's just hectic now because Bonang is not there. And apparently she's coming back now. So it's been hectic.
Apparently she's also going back to Metro. That's the word on the street.
That's so I've heard.
Kissed and made up with the SABC.
Well, her parents kissed and made up for her. Apparently.
What? Tell me more.
You knew this.
No, give me this.
You're
give
a
me
great
this.
Guest.
You've got some stuff, man.
No, I heard that her parents went in to go and speak to the guys at SABC.
Her parents?
Yeah, went to go speak to Kaiser and Cloudy.
Who are her parents that they have this influence?
I don't know who her parents are.
Look up Bonang Mathaba's parents. Yeah. Let's see who they are.
It was in the paper the other day.
They must be like party stalwarts or something, right?
Wow. Is her mom a doctor or a nurse or something like it?
Well, I'll tell you what, I like Bonang.
No, she's cool.
A lot of people say things about her, but I like her. She's a beautiful girl. She's got a great attitude. And she's, I think she's very good on top billing. And I think she's very good as a guest. Whenever I've interviewed her, she's been fun. Yeah. Problem is, we can't get her in here now because of all this controversy. She's scared to come and talk.
Okay. So I should probably not say too much either then, eh?
Nah, I like that you just talk. I'm trying to post this picture of your watch so people can see just how enormous the watch is that Simba's wearing this morning. Good Lord. If that were solid gold, I think you'd have to be a Nigerian prince.
Buddha, let me tell you something, eh?
And you did that to Uxid. Now,
I was in Lagos the other day, by the way.
Interesting place,
You
huh?
have to check in like 5 hours before.
Interesting place, though.
Very. I didn't even make it out the airport, but I was just like, no. My brother, I will never go to Lagos ever again.
Did you have to have someone there who knew you were coming that was going to meet you, give you a keyword and all that stuff? Because they sometimes do that.
No, we were transferring. So as we get there, this guy's like, I need all your passports.
Uh-oh.
So the Nigerian man with all these passports.
Uh-oh. You're going to suddenly find you're married to someone.
My cameraman was just like, brother, don't let that guy disappear with my passport. I'm making sure I know where he is. So, but that was a story in itself, eh?
Lagos is exciting.
Because
so much going on.
Because we're coming back from Berlin, but then all flights to Frankfurt were cancelled. So then we had to go through Lagos to get back home.
Is this because of all that Malaysian Airlines stuff?
No. Just the weather in Frankfurt was terrible.
Were you nervous to fly because of all these planes that have been crashing?
Not at all. Not then, but maybe now I am.
Scary, dude. I don't want to fly anywhere.
No.
I've decided for the rest of this year I'm not flying. These airlines get their shit together, I'm not going to do it.
No, but you don't think it's specific, though?
Well, look, I don't want to fly. I want to know that the airline I'm flying doesn't go into war zones, for starters.
Yeah.
Because I think that would be very stupid. They do it to save fuel, by the way.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Okay.
Malaysian Airlines.
Taking a shortcut.
Yeah, because Singapore Airlines also do the same route, apparently, and it's just cheaper.
Fly over Ukraine.
Yeah.
I hope you don't get hit by a missile.
South Ossetia, Ukraine, Afghanistan, Gaza. Stay the hell away from those areas.
Yeah, no, rather. I mean? I'm sure they're going to avoid it now, though.
Now, you're originally from Zim.
Yes.
But you were only there for like a year of your life, and then you came straight to Joburg.
Yes.
So you're pretty much a Joburg boy.
Solid.
Yeah.
But I support the Sharks.
Why? Why would you do that? I mean, I understand they out of all the South African teams, they just did the best in the Super Rugby.
No, one of my dad's close friends was a Durban boy, and he always spoke about the Sharks. So growing up, that was sort of like, okay, by default, I supported them with them, so that's why I support the Sharks.
Oh, that's why my Bale became a Christian, because her dad was friends with Christians. You heard about that, right? Did you hear about that?
That makes all the sense in the world.
But you, I remember when Top Billing were looking for somebody.
Yes.
And the code word here that they didn't want to use was not another white person like Jimmy or Yonez.
Is that what they said?
No, man. I'm kidding. You were really good. You were like a natural on camera. And people like you. You're a very likable guy.
Thank you.
You're not the sort of person who polarizes people.
From the contestants, though, it was a different story, though. Because
they hated you?
No, they didn't hate me. But I think a lot of them were just like, okay, cool, this guy's won already. Because he's a black male, and they don't have a black male right now.
Do you hate that? Because it actually makes you have to work much harder.
It did.
I mean, I think it's so unfair when people use that as an argument.
Mm.
People who, obviously, it's not them, but they have to use it.
I think they use that as an excuse for themselves. There's like, oh no, I lost, but it's because they were looking for a black male.
It's got nothing to do with my complete lack of talent.
Yeah.
It's everything to do with the fact that he's just a black guy and I'm not.
Exactly.
It's interesting, though, that to be on TV is such a thing for so many people. They really want to just be on TV. Was that always the thing for you, or was it because you wanted a career in media?
No, I mean, I was studying accounting. I was
wow.
And me and
that should have counted against you.
I thought so. But but me and my friend Russell used to study together, and we'd do all these different accents, and we're like, dude, we are not boring enough to be accountants. What are we doing here? You know what I mean? Like, we'd study tax in an Australian accent, mate.
Well, this is interesting that Australian accent, look, accountants are the most boring people. They really are. And yeah. You wouldn't expect an accountant to want to be on TV, and when accountants have gone on TV, they've been horrible.
Which accountant are you speaking of specifically?
Peter and Dora.
Oh!
Hello, everybody. I'm Peter and Dora.
Welcome to SABC News.
He's always smiling. Have you noticed that?
He's a happy guy. What's
all right, so, which of the top billing presenters have you had sex with?
None of them.
None?
No, I don't shit where I eat, eh?
That's a good point.
Do you get to see some of them naked, though? I mean,
have you ever seen
really close
like Jeannie must look really good naked. Bonang must look really good naked.
You got some unfortunately, women working. I haven't seen them naked.
Well. They don't really put you guys in the same room.
No. I mean, we've done like photo shoots where we're all together, but we've never, always sort of split it like that.
If you've never seen Top Billing, that last 30 seconds make it sound like the best show ever.
What do you mean?
No, that's true. Well, I mean, there's nudity, there's a bit of sexual relations. Michael recorded Simba walking through someone's house. You know how they do that in Top Billing? They go through someone's house.
Yes, it's very glamorous, and they use big words like palatial.
Can I tell you, whenever we go to a house, the houses look amazing, but after 5 minutes, you're over it.
But also, these houses aren't that amazing. Most of them are dreadful, and people pay to be on the show because they want to show off their common house to everyone else.
Hey, guys, I'm here with Simba right now, and he usually goes through the nicest mansions and explains them to us. Well, let's see how well he does with a dollhouse.
All right, we've got this beautiful dollhouse with the blue wall cladding on the outside with the red windows to sort of have a bit of a juxtaposition or a bit of a contrast. And we enter the house from the bottom floor, and as you enter, you'll see the beautiful grand piano that every Top Billing house needs. We need a beautiful grand piano. And then we head upstairs towards the bathroom, and in the bathroom you see the checkered wallpaper as well. But as you exit the bathroom, you see the big pink couch, and you know every dollhouse needs a little bit of pink, but this one has a guck load of it, of course. And
then, that's just the moment where you were fired, right? I could see that as a promo for Top Billing.
But tonight on Top Billing, Simba gets a sex change, Jeannie gets a breast reduction. It all happens from the.
I'll tell you what, if that was Top Billing, I'd be watching.
That what you'd watch.
Well, I mean, you guys always, everything's so perfect in Top Billing land, and they get cross with me because I know, like, Patience is a terrific producer. She really is. She's
22 years.
She's been doing it such a long time. She just doesn't get why I couldn't ever do Top Billing. She doesn't understand why.
She asked you to present?
I'm not going to say that because then it sounds like I'm talking out of discussions and out of meetings. But
right.
She doesn't. She thinks that what I do is an act.
Okay.
I suppose.
A persona.
Yeah, and she thinks I could put that on and then I could do a TV show. And on Top Billing, you have to be nice and likable. And I wouldn't, if I walked into someone's house and it was horrible, I wouldn't be able to, in good conscience, say, this is a nice house.
I'd love to hear the conversation that happens when they reject someone's house. Say, no, sorry, your house is not going to be featured on Top Billing. No.
But Marawai!
We've had moments.
Not good looking enough.
We've had moments with the crew where we've walked into places and we're like, what the hell are we doing here?
Really?
No, I'm serious.
Because you guys just get the assignment and you have to go, right?
And we had this director, I'm not going to mention who it is, and she came from Afrikaanster and she thought this was like the best thing she had ever seen.
What, the house?
Yeah, it was this boutique hotel, and I was like,
And it was
like,
horrible.
Horrible. I'm like, you should have done a recce on this place before we came here. It was bad.
But you guys also do a lot of weddings. And
I was
going to
bring that up too, yeah.
Celebrity weddings.
It's
well.
The most awkward thing, though,
didn't
because.
Did you go to one of the president's daughter's weddings or something?
Whose wedding did I do? No, I didn't.
Whose weddings have you done? Come on.
I did Zizi Kotwa. I did his wedding.
Ah, but we like Zizi.
He's very cool. Yeah. I did the Gupta wedding.
Jesus, that must have been something else.
Is there a lot of gold?
A lot of gold all over the place. Like, but we were like second class citizens there. Like,
yeah, because the Bollywood stars came in for that.
Oh yeah,
it was monstrous, right?
Yeah, well, like me and my crew were like sharing rooms. Like, it was not great. Oh
wow! And that was at Sun City, didn't they book up the whole of Sun City?
Everything. They booked out the Valley of Waves for 2 days.
And the whole palace.
The whole palace.
Where did you stay? Did you guys stay in like the servants' quarters of the vacation?
It might as well have been. I'm serious. It might as well have been like you literally, as you get off your bed, you're in the bathroom. So like me and my director were sharing a room, and it's like if you wanted to take a cock, like you had to leave. Like,
I'm sure that you see people. If you can't talk about having a cock on top billing either, can you?
No. And I've actually said cuck on camera before, and everyone was like, I'm like, what's wrong?
You must have caused that must have been like Armageddon.
It was with one of the clients, Woolworths. I'm like, what did I say?
Uh-oh.
Oh, is cuck a swear word? Oh, uh-oh. Sorry.
No, you can't say that. You were going to say something?
I was going to say something. So, but how many sports stars have you actually interviewed on Top Billing?
Quite a few, hey?
Yeah, you love sports stars. Your yes. heroes are like cricketers.
Would you mind running through some of the names?
Okay, Raymond Rule. I beat him in a 100-meter sprint, by the way.
Yeah.
Sia Kulisi, I bounced him. Interviewed Brian Abana, Jean de Villiers.
Yeah, the reason I'm asking you this is because there's this thing, it's a legit thing, it's called the Top Billing Curse. Seriously, every time you guys interview a sports star...
We beat them. I beat Cameron Van den Berg in the pool.
No.
Wow.
Every time...
No, but I had flippers and everything.
But literally, there's a 97% chance that after having an interview on Top Billing, their sports careers take a dip. Seriously. You guys did a big thing on Brian Abana, did the whole house, everything. Cuck a season of his life. Seriously. His head was being called for. You interviewed Pat Lambie. He went through this dreadful slump. You interviewed Dimitri Katrakilis. Promised him once him after that.
I didn't do any of those interviews, by the way.
This is a very real thing.
Dylan Des Fountain, you did his wedding. You couldn't even make Province after that.
I didn't do that interview.
But I'm talking as Top Billing.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, it's all very scientific.
So it's a horrible curse. So what you guys need to do, Richie McCaw, Michael Clark.
Richie McCaw, Breath, all those
guys. You guys
guys
need to do international versions of your sports things, but go target all the other guys around the world.
Yes.
Wow, it's you're bad news.
I'd love to interview Israel Dagg.
Israel Folau, do all of them.
All of them.
Go on a road trip.
Tell me, because you consider a lot of these sports people to be the kind of people who inspire you. They're your heroes in a way. You said that Graham Smith is one of the guys you really look up to.
That's true, right?
I'm not making
that
up.
Since he was playing South Africa, I thought this guy is going to be the next captain, even before he was selected.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always followed his career, and I think he's a great player. But I think...
Uh-oh, here comes the butt.
But you know, I've got mad respect for what he did in the field. I just think maybe he's... stayed a little too long, in my opinion.
You think so?
I think so.
Well, he's gone now. He's kind of, what is he, semi-retired?
Yeah,
So you can semi-retired. Stop being so critical.
What do you mean semi-retired?
Well,
he's retired from international, but he's still playing like...
Yeah, well, he went to Surrey, but he's
got
to
make money.
He's not keen on that either anymore, so...
He's got to make money.
Isn't his wife doing X Factor or something? Idols?
She's on Idols with us.
Okay, how did that go?
Listen, she's a beautiful woman.
Mm.
If I didn't know she was Graham Smith's wife...
You would have hit on her.
Dude, there was a party that we had at the end of the Sun City week.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking... We were all getting really drunk at this bar at Sun City.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I had to say to myself, now look here. There is no amount of fun that can be had that will ever get you out of the deep pile of shit that you will end up in if you go down this road. And I had to be polite, and I had to keep my distance, and everything else. But she's a beautiful woman.
I find myself in those situations many times.
Because you interview a lot of beautiful women.
Yes. Speaking of Sun City, Miss SA.
You do that every year.
Yeah, like, I know.
Is that your assignment?
They always throw me into that for some reason.
Nice.
Because I think they know I'm always going to cause cuck with the girls.
That's nice.
I use that word a lot, sorry.
Yeah, you're very foul-mouthed.
So anyway, so I interviewed...
Leanna's going, and fanning herself the whole time. She's so appalled by your language.
That young boy from Toppling speaks terribly. But now, interviewing one of the girls, and I speak to my crew, I said, listen, we should actually just throw a curveball at one of them and see what happens.
Ooh, that's mean with beauty queens. They're not good at that.
So we interviewed the one girl. So I said, so have you always dreamt of being Miss South Africa? She says, yes. ever since I was a young girl and I saw Busted Tsana take the crown. I've always wanted to do this.
Isn't Busted Tsana also one of your producers, or she's like an owner of the company or something?
She's 50-50 with Patience Stevens.
Okay, so she's a big boss. So if Bussy doesn't like you, you're out.
Basically.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Stick that in the file, Mubs. Keep that in the file. We don't want to lose that information.
Yeah, so interviewing this girl, and then I said to her, okay, cool, well, listen, so what do you think about the UN peace treaty?
Which one?
So anything. That didn't matter what I said.
She'd gone, which one?
She didn't say anything.
She said, resolution 568. You got to be specific to really screw them over.
It didn't. She just went silent. She blank faced. She didn't even move. She didn't flinch. For literally 10 seconds, I stood there with the mic in her face. And my crew kept rolling.
And you just let that uncomfortable silence creep.
Yeah. And she didn't know what to do until I started laughing. It was hilarious.
That's mean.
It's a pity they didn't use it.
Have you ever scored a beauty queen? Tell
no,
the truth.
No.
No? Because being on TV, you sometimes get an unfair advantage over other guys.
I'm not a fan of beauty queens and models. Like
you're in a relationship, though?
No.
No, you're a single man.
I'm a single man.
So then you should be playing the field. What's wrong with you?
No, I'm playing the field. I just, models and that, I've been at all these fashion weeks and stuff, and they think they should ice cream.
Okay. Obviously a fan of Two Girls, One Cup here, but... Let's move back to the question of why you don't want to hit on models and beauty queens. You don't have to have relationships with them necessarily.
Yes.
But you might be able to,
engage in coitus.
Have some fun, yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Why are you stopping yourself? What are you holding back for? You think it could damage your reputation?
You know what? Someone actually said to me, Simba, you play the whole good boy role very well. So I think I like that.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
So there isn't a dark side to you?
There is.
What's the dark side? What happens when...
I don't know about the dark side.
What happens when you,
girth.
No, no, but hang on. What happens when you're not self-conscious and you're just letting loose a little bit and you're having some fun? And
I sort of try to be that same guy on screen. There's obviously some things that I can't do, but, I mean, it's not really a dark side. I mean, I like to party. I love to drink. I love to do all those things.
Okay, where do you go out when you feel like partying?
Where do I party?
You don't get a lot of time off with Top Billing. No, you guys work all the time.
Yeah, not a lot. But Kong.
You go to Kong?
I do Kong a lot. Oh. I love my hip hop. I love my R&B.
All right.
I'm expecting something. Are you
going to
mention
Mini
Dlamini is coming up, hey?
What's your take on table sluts?
I was just going
to
say,
what is this? What is
Michael's
this?
Michael's hangout, isn't it?
What do you mean with the table sluts? What is this?
Well, Michael the intern goes to Kong, and he's got this theory that if they book a table, they attract table sluts.
Yes, that is true.
let him explain it quickly, and he can also at the same time tell us if he's ever seen Simba making moves at Kong. So, a table slut is?
A table slut's a girl that will come to your table, and you have table slut and then extreme table slut. So, normal table slut will just sit there and drink your bottle, but extreme table slut will order a drink at the table, wait for the drink to come, and then leave, and then it's on your bill.
Yep. I'll tell you, my birthday last year was at Kong.
Uh-huh.
And my manager, Lorraine, organized it. They had bottles and everything for me. I had my guest list.
Popping bottles, huh?
Exactly.
That's how you roll.
All of a sudden, there's these random people I do not know who are literally walking from the bar, pouring a drink, looking at me saying, cheers, bud. And they walk away. And I'm like, no, but I don't
women,
know you.
Women, men?
Women and men.
Sheesh. Those are extreme table sluts.
Those are extreme.
Yeah. Like, they're just not shy.
Have you ever seen Simba there at Kong?
I haven't seen him
I'm not there that often.
I saw Randall. I saw Gennaro.
Does Randall roll with the table sluts?
No, he just sits there. He stood at the bar like someone told him his cat died.
No. Well, he looks like that most of the time. He did have a sick dog on Saturday, in case you were wondering.
Shame.
Possibly why he was so unhappy.
Shame.
All right. Well, there we go. Thank you, Michael.
Table sluts.
Right. Table sluts, very important.
Okay.
Now, you see, we've learned something.
Yeah.
What about the fact that when you do all these TV things and you have to fly around, people think it's very glamorous. But actually, behind the scenes, you guys suffer for your craft.
I know.
I remember with old Jonathan, he came with us to Washington and New York. And you have to share rooms with producers and cameramen. You get very little time to sleep. You film until late in the evening. You wake up early the next morning. You barely get to eat. You don't have a glamorous time. You're at the parties. You're at the things that matter. You're at the event. But the rest of the time, you're pretty much like a worker bee.
Basically.
There's no glamour there.
I've always said to people, as a TV presenter, you'll never work harder as a top billing presenter.
Yeah.
Because we're doing our own research. Other presenters will call, thanks, cheers, guys, I'm going home. No, I'm packing gear with my crew. I'm carrying gear with my crew. I'm running through London and Hamburg, Germany, carrying the tripod and lights for my cameraman. That's just how it is.
And you fly economy?
Economy. Unless you got a hookup and you call someone and say, listen, bump me up.
Is the pay good for top billing? Because people view top billing as being almost at the top of the pyramid when you, if you want to be in TV.
Yes.
It's a good job. You're sitting pretty at the moment. Especially now that Yanez is gone. You're the top dog. I mean, that Yanez, he's gone. It opens the way for you.
So yeah, but his show's starting soon.
Who cares? He's not. He's out of your way now. You nuked him. Yeah? It's all about you now, Simba.
No, but
you get paid well.
You know what? I recently got a pay bump, which was awesome.
Oh, because Yanez is gone. Isn't that right? No,
but at the beginning, it was sort of like I went through like a 3-month trial basis, and I was like. And you sort of have this idea as to, okay, this is what they sort of earn. Like, you look at Genie and all the handbags and shoes. You're like, okay, cool. I was sort of like maybe in this region.
Right.
And then you get your first paycheck and you're like,
what? This must be half of my money.
You're like, are you serious right now?
Yeah, this can't be it. How am I meant to live this glamorous life that they show on top billing if I can't afford the good stuff? Do you get a lot of freebies?
A lot, but freebies don't pay the bills. Last 2 years, I've actually said to management, listen, I will not accept anything unless they're paying for me to endorse it.
Good man, because you have to look after yourself.
Yeah, I'm like...
Otherwise, you'll just get freebies. They give you a suit or a pair of shoes or something, but you don't need that. You want cash money.
Exactly.
What's the best freebie you've ever got?
I'm an ambassador for Amstel, and they gave me an iPad mini.
That's quite a good one. A goodie.
Okay.
All right.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
What's the best freebie you've got? Mm-hmm. I know you get a lot of good freebies.
A couple of business class flights here or there.
Oh, excuse me.
No, well, I mean, you know, sometimes you get to stay somewhere nice, like some really smart little boutique hotel. But again, I don't get away often, so I'm working most of the time. Your work is flying around. I don't want to leave Joburg.
I get you.
So I'm always around here.
Did you ever live outside of Joburg?
No. If I did live outside of this country, I'd only be able to live in New York.
Is it?
You?
Paris. And, Paris is probably one of the only places I would move to.
Expensive.
I love Joburg.
Paris is expensive.
It is expensive, but they've got so much swag. This is something that's sexy about Paris.
Every person in Paris, except for the tourists, they've got something going on. They've got steeds.
You'll see, like, the oldest guy in the world, and he's got swag.
Oh.
He will outdo you for days.
Damn right. And he'll steal your woman as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the friend. Do you ever go back to Harare?
I was there 2 years ago.
Were you Harare or Bulawayo boy?
Harare.
When you were born?
Harare, yeah.
Okay.
No, Harare. I was there 2 years ago. I had to sort out my passport. That was a mission in itself.
Have you got any family who are in with Mugabe's people? Because that's a very important thing. If you're in Zim, you want to be in with the right
people.
That's
a good connection to have.
My dad is related to Grace.
Really? Can you get me, can you get me to meet him? No, I'm not being funny here.
Yes.
Deadly serious. The one person who's at the top of my list of people I'd like to meet or interview.
Robert Gabriel Mugabe.
Damn right. Okay. I think he is a fascinating human being.
He is.
We may not agree with everything he does.
That's true. It's like Kanye West.
Right. No, well, Kanye West is a jackass, as Obama told us. But Mugabe is not a jackass. I mean, Mugabe is, first of all, he's highly intelligent.
Mm.
He's no fool.
He's one of the smartest presidents. Today.
He's
almost
the most
educated.
He's the most qualified, yeah, in terms of university degrees and in terms of his own education, he's certainly. And remember, a lot of that is a self-made guy. He didn't get any advantage from anyone.
Yeah.
I've read as many biographies as you can get your hands on about him.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find him fascinating. I think that he's one of those people who he's carved out a niche in history for himself.
Mm.
And nobody's been able to unseat or dissuade him. He doesn't mind going to the UN and telling everybody what dicks they are.
Yeah.
There's something to be
Blair,
admired.
Blair, you must piss off.
Yeah. You don't have to love him. You don't have to respect him or agree with him. But you've got to admire the fact that this guy has done it all.
Mm.
He's really lived the life.
No, he really has.
He's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Unless he kicks the bucket.
Well, it seems like he's in good health. I mean, I've seen people half his age who aren't as healthy as he is.
Yeah, yeah.
Got the heart of a bull elephant. So you related to Grace, huh?
Mm. Yeah, that's like my dad's first cousin.
Oh. So the Mheres are connected. Good to know.
I'm glad you said that right.
Oh,
other people, yeah, there we go.
That's Shona.
Yeah.
No, that's good.
Yeah. It was difficult for me growing up and going to see my cousins all the time because I didn't grow up with that around me. I mean, I grew up learning
English. Can you speak any Shona at all?
Yeah, I can speak Shona. Okay. Yeah, yeah. But I had to, it was every sort of December on holiday, I had to sort of learn it as quickly as I can and absorb as much as I can.
Have you noticed how well so many ex-Zim Shonas are doing in media in this country?
Yes.
Have you noticed that?
I don't know why, though.
There's a huge disproportionate number of Zimbabwean Shona men in the media business.
Yeah.
I think it's a talent that's like a genetic thing.
It's like, what, there's Leroy, there's myself, or Tich Mataz back in the
day.
Yeah,
that's right. Tony Ndoro, Peter Ndoro.
Peter Ndoro.
Yeah.
Who else?
Well, I can't think of names now.
There's quite a few.
There's
a lot of Botswana people, though, that are doing well in
that's
media.
That's true. Yeah. But have you noticed also that the Tswana background is a major plus in the media business, too, for South Africans? Okay. If you're Tswana, you usually that's a place where you just manage to fly. I don't know what it is. It may be some genetic thing. Maybe communication was more important to the Tswanas because they weren't killing people like the Zulus were, yeah, or the Xhosas were, or anybody else. You know.
But it's like also with Zimbabweans as well. My sister was at UCT last year,
mm-hmm,
and she just said the Zim kids were the smartest kids there, even above the Americans and everyone.
Let me tell you, Zimbabwe is a fascinating place. I try to go to Harare every now and then. I was there about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think things are on the up.
Yeah, it's getting better.
It is.
Slowly.
But I think there's something to be gained from Zim. Like, the education system there is just first class, mm, even though the rest of the whole system seems to be falling to pieces.
Yeah.
And they've always put huge priority on that. I think it's
huge,
Bob again.
He said
this is important.
Yeah.
If we could get that right, if we could sort out our education in South Africa, we can really do anything.
What do you think it's going to take to get there, though?
We need good leadership.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
If we had good leadership in education, if we put someone like Prof. Jonathan Janssen in charge of education,
mm-hmm,
can you imagine what could be achieved?
A lot could be done.
Mm. Anyway, we're getting very political here, sir.
We are, hey?
This is not something you get to do on Top Billing too much.
Yeah, I was on the show last week Friday, and Ari was asking me all sorts of...
I heard you're going to Gaza to do a fashion show. Is that true?
Really?
Top Billing. Nothing bad ever happens in Top Billing land.
Dodge landmines and stuff as they go across the ramp or what?
I'm on Top Billing. Pay no attention to the rocket fire in the background as our models walk down and strut their stuff on the runways and the highways and byways of Gaza.
By the way, Kevin Savage sounds like that all the time, eh?
He does.
It's weird. I was in the edit suite, and he just walked in behind me. I was like, what's going on?
At least he really sounds like that.
I was like, God, is that you?
Because I know people who do voiceovers, and they don't sound like their voiceover.
Mm, they put it on.
Who's the one who died? Phil
Wright.
Phil Wright.
Yeah, right.
I once saw Phil Wright, mm-hmm, at the SABC. He always used to have the crack of his ass sticking out. He wore like these baggy pants, and he'd have the crack of his ass sticking out. If you're wondering who Phil Wright was, he used to do a lot of the Top Billing voices right in the beginning. And he was also DJ at 5. He used to do...
Years and years ago.
Old rock music.
Yeah, he had long hair but balding at the top.
Yeah, it was a great hairstyle.
It was long, wispy ponytail.
There was a good reason he was the voiceover guy on Top Billing and not in front of the cameras.
Yeah, no, he was best for radio.
Did you ever want a ponytail back in the day, Gary?
I've never wanted to... my hair's been the same since I was a kid.
There we go.
I don't think I'm... First of all, I don't think I'm cool enough to pull off anything too clever.
Mm.
And I think I have a funny-shaped head, so I can't shave it.
I'm just, you know, I wanted to do the mohawk, and same thing. I've got this thing at the back
here. You've got a good shaped head.
Yeah, I can't do a mohawk.
What is the
plan? Black eyes started doing the mohawk thing.
No.
And I was like,
what's the plan for you, like, long-term? Are you going to stick it out with this Top Billing gig? Because now that you're the top alpha male there.
The big kahuna. You know what, I'd love to do sport.
Is that what you want to do?
I would love to do super sport one day.
Hmm.
Yeah?
I think that would be a bit mindless for you. I think that would be
great at like a halftime interview. Just get up there and go...
Talk about the grass.
That's Gagberger.
No, but I love sport. I could talk about sport forever, man.
What's that, Damon? You want to say something? Hang on. I'm just going to switch him on. I turn him off permanently. Oh, let me just find this. What do you think of our operation here, by the way, Simba?
I think this is very cool.
What is
very,
his name on? Cool.
You have to be an ex-Springbok or have paid for the Proteas to really get anywhere at Supersport. They're not going to, you know, it's difficult.
Hey, he's got good credentials.
There's a glass ceiling.
Yeah, I get that.
If you've never played for the Springboks.
I don't know. Their best presenters are not ex-players.
Yeah, look at old ex there. Hey?
No, but they're in there already. They're established.
No, but you know how he got there. I mean, he was a salesman at a car dealership.
Who's that?
Tola.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they were like, cool. The guy was like, I like the way you talk.
Tola was a car salesman?
Yeah.
Did he try and sell Darren Scott a car? Is that how you...
Who are you taking this, Gareth?
No, I'm not. I think the media business in this country is just burgeoning, and we need to create more place for talented people because they're out there.
Yeah, we need to. Need to.
What's the big plan, though? So you end up in sport. Do you want to just make a lot of money? Where would you settle? Where would you build a house? Where would you buy a property?
Joburg. I love Joburg.
Okay, now let's imagine Simba in 10, 15 years from now. You're loaded with cash. What is your life? You're married with two kids. What is the ideal Simba situation in 15 years?
I'm not going to be in TV forever. I've always seen myself as more of an entrepreneur, a businessman than...
Then you'll have that team, watch, but in solid gold.
Exactly. Because, you know, I think people that, if you sit there, no, people that think if the fame goes, that their life is over. If this is done, I honestly don't care.
It's a very healthy attitude.
You know, honestly, it's whatever I've got in my life. I want to get into business and make as much money as I can.
In other words, it doesn't matter to you that people recognize you or that people know who you are or that you can get to the front of a queue or any of that stuff. The fame stuff doesn't do much for you.
It does not faze me.
That was not why you got into this.
No. I honestly, it's a byproduct of it, but it does not faze me at all. I would rather walk into a place and no one knows me at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because then if I'm speaking to someone's speaking to me because, okay, I think he's a cool guy. Not because, oh no, that's Simba from Top Billing.
You got any famous friends?
Like famous?
Who are your celebrity friends? If you hang around with other celebs,
yes.
Who are they? Who are the people that if you feel like going out for the evening and you want to invite a couple of people, you invite your friends, and then are there celebrities who you'd invite
as well?
Yeah,
of course.
Who are those celebrities? Who do you get along with really well?
Along with Jonathan. Jonathan and I are really close. We have like a bit
Jonathan,
of a,
also from Top Billing.
Yep, we have a bromance going.
Oh, wow, okay.
Apparently.
Hey, it's 2014, whatever you do.
Well, Jay-Z and Kanye made bromance cool.
You know?
That's true.
So there's that. I mean, I was partying with Maps last weekend. I mean,
Mapunyane.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's...
He's a cool guy.
Very cool.
People love him. Girls love him.
Yeah. Girls, it's difficult walking in the room with Jonathan and Maps at the same time, because then I'm just...
Are you the weak link?
I'm the other black guy. It's like, it's too much. You know, girls are like, ish, there could have been heaven on earth, eh?
They're like, this would have been the ideal threesome, except that Simba's part of it.
Oh, shit.
No, that sucks. All right.
Joking.
No, well, it's nice to see that, you know, you do have some celebrity friends, but you consider them like real people. You're not thinking about them because they're famous.
But you also... And
you're the most famous of those three, so you're still the alpha. Yeah?
I try to shy away from being friends with celebs because it's like, I don't know.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because I won't be friends with anyone who's more famous than me. I just...
Oh, well, with you, it's because you're...
So you pick wisely, like, no.
No, I know, please, you know me, I don't care about that stuff. And when last did you see me at a party?
Because it's been a while, eh?
And when I do go to a party, I just want to get the hell out of there.
In and out.
I can't...
You arrive when you 5 minutes before...
You know what it is? What we're doing now is we're having a conversation, and this is good, and we're, you know, this is a real connection. In those situations, I'm so uncomfortable. It paralyzes me. I don't like the small talk and the schmoozing and everybody pretending that they care about each other when
it's
we know
so
that they
It's so awkward and so unreal.
Bad. Yeah.
It's so true. I said they were just like, we should do coffee. No, listen, you said this 5 times now.
I don't want to.
If you really want to do coffee with me, call me.
I'll email you. Okay.
I had to do this thing on Saturday for MNET. Beautiful event. They did it really well.
The Galaxy of Stars.
Right. And I see Kanye Bao and Nonsle Tema.
Your homegirls.
I have to drink through this type of stuff.
But they're so good at it. They go around, they flit around the room, they
love
kiss
it.
Hands, they say hi.
Jensu is brilliant at that.
Oh, she's the best.
Like, honestly, I've never seen someone work a floor like that woman.
Yeah, she's the queen bee.
Oh, gosh.
Speaking of Jensu, she's on today with The Buzz.
Oh, yes.
She and Jason, what are they doing today? They've got a whole list. Did you not print that list for me of all the people they're talking to? Damon, I'm talking to you.
I'm getting there.
Oh,
what's
Jesus.
The buzz?
Don't worry, it'll happen by 8:45. Damon will have figured out that he's meant to produce this morning's show. You want to do radio?
I'd love to do it. I've been wanting to do radio for a while.
Why don't you come and do something here with us?
Okay, we could talk.
You could do it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pay you. Don't get ahead of yourself here.
This is Patience Stevens II. The devil wears Prada without the Prada.
Did she make you work for a while for nothing?
No.
No, she paid you.
There was a rumor that, I don't know if I should even say it, but...
Go on. Don't be shy.
Yeah, too late to go back now.
It's just between us. Go
so,
on.
So I heard back in the day, she wanted the presenters to pay her to be on the show.
Wow.
Some places work like that, though. Mm. You pay to use their studio, and then you get money from finding your own sponsors.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's true. That's hearsay.
Who's your biggest threat? How about that slightly effeminate guy on Espresso? He could be a threat to you in the long term.
What slightly feminine?
You know which guy I'm talking about.
Oh, Katlego.
Yeah,
he's
that's him.
He's now hosting.
No, man, he's
because
cool,
he
man.
Gets lots of TV work, and he Easy. Could be eating out some of your stuff that you're busy
he's,
with.
He is brilliant.
Like, he could be booked for MC jobs that you could be doing.
He is. Honestly, we have, like, the same agent in Cape Town.
Uh-oh. You've got to get a different agent to him.
No, but it's just Cape Town, but it's he's brilliant.
Get a different agent. You need to separate out from him completely.
So you like him. I'm guessing you like him.
I don't know him. I don't know him at all.
You never met him?
No, I don't know the guy. Send him here and we'll interview him.
I will do that. Speak about Strictly and all that.
You don't think he's a threat to your position in as the alpha male of that whole TV scene?
I think in some sort of way, but I think it's never sort of like, I'll never sit there thinking, okay, cool, this guy's a threat to my career. I think it's just sort of like, he's good at what he does.
I mean, I think you're much more masculine. You definitely do the whole sport, you're a guy's guy.
Yeah.
Whereas he's more theatrical.
Yes, he'll sing and dance right. with everyone. I think that's the thing. Like, he's got his strengths, I've got my strengths, and we'll compete on two different levels.
Okay. Yeah. How long's Genie D got on top billing? Come on, give me
it's
a prognosis.
It's been, what, 8 years now?
Yeah,
hey.
It's TikTok, yeah?
I don't know how...
Do you think they're going to can her soon?
But I think she's at that point now where she has enough credibility to start her own stuff as well, like Yenez is doing.
You think she'd do her own show? Because she's doing this.
So.
She's done this travel stuff.
No, I think she could. Well. I think she could do well with her own show.
I like her. I really like her. She's
actually, really good.
She's a sweetheart, and there are very few people who I get along with in this business that can let your hair down around. And she's one of them. She's just fun.
She got me through that presenter search. She was my sort of best friend. She held my hand through that whole process because it's stressful.
You seem to be very relaxed. I think you're on top of your game.
Thank you.
I think you're going to continue to please people. And you are. I said at the beginning, you're such a likable guy that it's very difficult for anyone, and no one should want to have to criticize you. I really only hope for you to have success.
Thank you.
You're a good dude, and it's always nice to connect with you.
Yes.
We don't do it enough.
We don't.
We like him, right, Mubs?
We love him.
He's a good egg. That right, Ben?
I think he's a great guest.
He should just stay away from sports interviews because he ruins their careers.
No, but I kind of take that back. His show ruins their careers, but...
Where did you even hear that, though?
What do you mean hear that?
I didn't know about this whole curse.
My world is sport. That's all I do.
It's a theory Ben has been working on.
It's not a theory. It's
very
fact.
Scientific.
Okay.
Look, between me and a couple of other guys on Twitter, we've worked it out.
Don't do the interview.
Please don't interview Jean de Villiers. Stay away from Jan Serpentine. He's got a great future ahead.
Billy LaRue,
please don't. Seriously, I'll dress up like one of those guys and put
on a bad
accent.
I think we've got an interview with him on Friday, actually.
Oh, man.
It's going to be ruined.
The rugby championship coming up. You can't do this in the country.
How do you think we're going to do?
Well, it depends who you interview.
So right. Who do you not want in the team?
That's so mean. Yeah, I can't, because I just want them all to do well.
There we go.
Simba, you're a great guy. We'll see you again soon.
Awesome.
And
thank
let's
you
talk
guys.
About this potential show. I mean, yes. You know, there may be something you want to do in radio that you haven't done yet.
Fantastic. Thank you, guys.
All right, bro.
Enjoy.
Nice to see you. Thank you very much. I mentioned the buzz earlier on. That's Simba Mere from Top Billing.
Woo!
Stick around. We're going to do a photograph and you've got to sign the wall and everything.